The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the North Carolina Reading Service Happy New Year newsletter, from MSN.com, Visually Impaired Persons Call for Braille Awareness. It is January, Braille Awareness Month. From the Facebook group Assistive Technology Community for the Blind and Visually Impaired, there's an article about the new NVDA 2022.4 release. From OCLS.info, 6 facts about Braille, because it's also Braille Awareness Month. BlindPioneers.com has an interview with Scott Labar, who recently passed. Food Network has issued an article about Kellogg's new packaging for the blind and visually impaired. NEI.NIH.gov has an article about Glaucoma Awareness Month. And BoundlessAssistiveTechnology.com has an article on Zoom Text Fusion. So let's get started. From Facebook, Assistive Technology Community for the Blind and Visually Impaired group, Darren Reed, D-A-R-R-I-N-R-E-I-D, has an article about NVDA 2022.4 release. January 3rd, 2023 at 11 a.m., NV Access is pleased to announce that version 2022.4 of NVDA, the free screen reader for Microsoft Windows, is now available for download. We encourage all users to upgrade to this version. Highlights: this release includes several new key commands, including table say all commands. A quick start guide section has been added to the user guide. There are also several bug fixes. eSpeak has been updated and LibLui has been updated. There are new Chinese, Swedish, Luganda, and Kinyarwanda Braille tables. Important note: please note, after updating any software, it's a good idea to restart the computer. Restart by going to the shutdown dialog, selecting restart, and pressing enter. Updating software can change files which are in use. This can lead to instability and strange behavior, which is resolved by rebooting. This is the first thing to try if you do notice anything odd after updating. There is a series of links associated. While downloading NVDA, please consider becoming a monthly donor. Contributions like yours help NV Access continue our important work. We also have a range of training material in the NV Access shop to help you increase your skills with NVDA. Start with the popular basic NVDA productivity bundle. This includes basic training, all our Microsoft Office training, and telephone support. Download NVDA 2022.4. What's new in NVDA 2022.4? Close-up photographs of NVDA logos in the notification area. From the North Carolina Reading Service, thank you. And now we welcome the new year, full of things that have never been, by Rainer Maria Rilke. Message from Executive Director May Tran. Happy New Year. As we begin 2023, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge our volunteers who put our listeners and staff above themselves every single day to make the world a little bit better. As we continue to broadcast and expand our services to reach more people who are blind and print impaired, our volunteers' dedication surrounding us at the Reading Service lifts us up every day. Thank you for being our champions, for making a difference, and for being our partner in this work. You selflessly give year after year to help out our blind and print impaired friends. You make our work easier and fun, and we have made it through another year, and for that I am grateful. On behalf of our listeners, NCRS staff, and Board of Directors, we wish you a happy, healthy, and peaceful new year, and we look forward to seeing you in 2023. Warmest regards, May Guy Tran. Holiday Open House 2022. After a 2-year absence, NCRS was excited to host our holiday open house once again. Over 100 NCRS volunteers, supporters, and friends attended our annual holiday open house between December 12th and 16th, 2022. It was a great joy to enjoy the holiday season with everyone. We would like to thank Chick-fil-A, Six Forks Road and Capitol Boulevard locations, Hungry Howie's Pizza, Jersey Mike's Subs, Jimmy John's, and Papa John's for their generous food donations. Tech tips and reminders. Please note, when pre-recording your program, please remember to use 6 digits for the date of your program. For example, January 10th, 2023 should be 011023, not 0110023. AM and noon readers, please leave the TV listings in the live studio for our PM readers. They do read the TV listings during the evening broadcast. NCRS would like to thank the Birch Family, B-E-R-T-S-C-H, Charitable Foundation, Carry Oil Foundation, and the CNF Charitable Impact Committee at Redwoods Group for their generous contributions and support of NCRS. NCRS Board of Directors, Greg Suggs, President, Iris Green, Vice President, Sharon Benton, Secretary, Jim Cronin, Treasurer, Daryl Gordon, Brandon Hare, Craig Hayward, Kim Otten, Robert Parrish, Patricia Sakes, Jennifer Walker, past president George Douglas, co-founders Ben Eason, deceased, Dr. Ed Funkhauser. Contact NCRS staff, May Tran, executive director, may@ncreadingservice.org, Missy Hollander, production and volunteer manager, missy@ncreadingservice.org, Janet Schanzenbach, Director of Development, janet@ncreadingservice.org. From MSN.com, Visually Impaired Persons Call for More Awareness on Braille. Story by Patrick Nzambonimpa, Tuesday. As Rwanda joins the rest of the world to mark World Braille Day, visually impaired persons have called for more awareness and harmonization around Braille as a means of communication. Also read, Will Visually Impaired Learners Hurdles End Soon? According to the United Nations, Braille is a tactile presentation of alphabetic and numerical symbols using 6 dots to represent each letter and number, and even musical, mathematical, and scientific symbols. It involves raised dots that can be read with fingers. Observed annually on January 4th, World Braille Day aims to raise awareness of the importance of Braille as a means of communication for blind and partially sighted people, and helps advocate for their equal rights and opportunities. Donatilla Kanimba, the executive director of Rwanda Union of the Blind, RUB, is aware that Braille is being used in schools as well as centers for the blind and visually impaired persons, but is rarely found in mainstream schools since many teachers do not know how to use it. Also read e-library for learners with visual hearing impairments. Although national exams for the visually impaired students are also available in Braille, she continued, there is still a need for harmonization so that people can easily access Braille whenever they want it. Kanemba further called for standardization of this tactile representation in the country so that schools and centers with blind and visually impaired persons can use a uniform Braille. The government hasn't shed light on standard Braille in Rwanda. That is still a challenge, she disclosed. Clements Mukarugwiza, a visually impaired person who lives in the Masaka sector, Kichukiro District, said that finding Braille for other content that is not school lessons is still a challenge because our printing houses do not have machines that print out Braille documents. There's no other way visually impaired persons can read writing while outside their schools, she asserted, urging printing houses to consider having Braille printers. Nima Uwiringiyaminana, a visually impaired person, has been using Braille since 2008. She said it prevented her from dropping out of school when she started losing sight when she was in a mainstream school, as well as retaining her best grades that had become poor ever since. Thanks to Braille, because she was able to continue her studies and graduate from the university. However, Uwiringiyaminana still faces a challenge because she can't find Braille at places like banks or hospitals where she seeks services that require her to read. In a bank or at a hospital, there are books or forms with mainstream writings that a visually impaired person can hardly see. It requires you to have another person to read for you. If there can be Braille forms to help the visually impaired persons to read and be sure of what they're going to fill out or sign by themselves, it would be better, she said. Uwiringiyaminana also urged the government to ensure that teachers and parents are taught Braille to help school children with visual impairment in learning and revising their lessons. There's a related video, Braille Translations Bring Clarity to Vision Impaired Locals, by the Daily Motion. From OCLS.info, that's the Orange County Library System. I don't know Orange County of what state. Six facts about Braille for Braille Literacy Month, posted January 20th, 2021, by Luis Rivera. January is Braille Literacy Month, which also honors Louis Braille, born January 4th, 1809, creator of the Braille system. Braille created this code system at the age of 12 after an accident left him blind at 3 years old. He discovered a French military code called night writing that allowed soldiers to communicate in darkness without having to speak. He used their coding to create his own version and made it accessible for the blind and reading impaired. This system of reading and writing has been used for hundreds of years all throughout the world, but it is not the first. Here are some facts about the tactile system. Number one, Braille wasn't the first raised letters system. Before Braille was designed, other written communication systems created for the visually impaired included bent wire letters, wood letters, and series of pricks. Number two, Braille is not considered a language. However, there are different codes for almost every language, including Spanish, Chinese, and French. There is also a separate code used for music and math. Number three, there are six dots that primarily create the coding system. These six-dot Braille cells have 63 possible combinations arranged as two columns of three dots. Number four, Braille is for feet, too. Have you ever come across those big yellow ends of a sidewalk or store? That's Braille for your feet. Number five, there are two versions of Braille, contracted and uncontracted. Uncontracted Braille spells out every word, while contracted Braille abbreviates common words. Examples would be do not and don't. Number six, there is a Braille Olympics, known as the Braille Challenge, which takes place at the Los Angeles Braille Institute. Students from Canada and the United States compete to demonstrate their Braille skills in reading comprehension and writing. There are some free resources to help you and your family learn more about Braille. OCLS offers an array of assistive services, including LEAP, Library eBook Accessibility Program, which provides Braille formats that can be read with computers, assistive reading devices, Braille printers, and even MP3 players. There are links to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest with the tags Language Learning, Braille, Braille Literacy Month, Literacy, and Reading. From foodwetnetwork.com, Kellogg rolls out new packaging for blind and visually impaired. Photo courtesy of Kellogg's with images of various cereal boxes. Shopping for cereal at U.S. grocery stores just got easier for people who are blind or have low vision. Kellogg's has just announced that it is launching new packaging for four of its most popular cereal brands, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Special K Original, Rice Krispies, and Crispix, that features an innovative technology for the visually impaired called Navilens. The front and side of the cereal boxes will be printed with a Navilens code, which kind of looks like a QR code but with a high contrast blocks of color set against a black background. Shoppers can use their smartphone cameras to sweep across the grocery store aisles. When their phone is pointed in the general direction of a cereal box featuring a Navilens code, even while in motion from as far as almost 40 feet away, the Navilens app or Navilens Go app will offer verbal directions to help them navigate to the cereal boxes. The voice on the apps, which are free, can also convey the product names, package sizes, and nutritional information in as many as 36 different languages. Previously piloted on food packages and transport systems in Europe, including by Kellogg's on cereal boxes in the UK, the technology is being introduced in the US by Kellogg's as part of the company's Better Days promise to create better days for 3 billion people by the end of 2030. There are an estimated nearly 12 million adults in the United States who are blind or have low vision, according to Kellogg's. While Coca-Cola also has just rolled out Navalens technology on its beverage packaging in the UK, Kellogg's says it is the first food company to introduce it in the US. The company is also rolling out the use of Navalens codes in its U.S. corporate facilities in the U.S. to increase accessibility and ease of navigation for blind and low vision employees. The heart of Kellogg's Better Days Promise ESG strategy is the advancement of sustainable and equitable access to food. We work hard to think outside the box to ensure our products are accessible to as many people as possible. Charisse Hughes, Chief Brand and Advanced Analytics Officer at the Kellogg Company, says in a news release, "Thanks to the hard work of our cross-functional teams, we're able to adapt and leverage this technology to ensure we're living by our purpose, to create a place at the table for everyone." Navalens equipped boxes of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Special K Original, Rice Krispies, and Crispix can be found at retailers nationwide, and you can learn more about them at the hot link. From blindpioneers.com, interview with disability rights attorney Scott LaBarre, who recently passed. After college, Scott LaBarre worked in large law firms for a few years. However, he decided he did not like the corporate lifestyle and set up his own law firm in Colorado in 1998. In addition to managing LaBarre Law, Scott LaBarre also serves as the general counsel for the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. Blind persons can turn to the NFB for legal advice. However, NFB only takes a small number of client cases that align with the organization's goals. LaBarre decides which cases the organization will support. By far the most crucial work in Scott LaBarre's career was the writing of national and international copyright law. He first worked on the Marrakesh Treaty, which the United States and many other countries ratified. Signed in Marrakesh, Morocco in 2013, this international copyright treaty eliminates the need to ask publishers or authors for permission to adapt materials, thereby making it possible for blind students to receive adapted, accessible books across international borders. LaBarre also added a section to the Chafee Amendment, the equivalent copyright law in the United States, stating that the copyright exemption for blind students allowed for the international exchange of books and materials. When Scott LaBarre was growing up, he said that he used to listen to books on vinyl records, and asking the publisher for the audio recording would take a very long time, which caused him to fall behind in class. The passage of the Marrakesh Treaty cut out the middleman entirely, eliminating long wait times for students to receive copyright permissions and allowing them to keep up in class. I read the NFB's obituary on Mr. LaBarre back in December, but here's another view from the ABA Journal, the American Bar Association. Longtime disability rights advocate Scott LaBarre dies at 54. Article by Amanda Robert, posted December 20th. Scott LaBarre served as the current chair of the Solo Small Firm and General Practice Division and was a past member of the Board of Governors, ABA. Journal file photo by Ernie Gafton. Scott LaBarre, a longtime member of the American Bar Association who advocated for the rights of people with disabilities, died on December 10th after a short battle with cancer. He was 54. Scott was a top lawyer in the disability law area, but he was so much more, ABA President Deborah Enix Ross told the ABA Journal. He was a great leader, inspiring, always cheerful and upbeat, and loved by all who had the good fortune to know him. He worked tirelessly on behalf of the ABA, making the association a much better organization. He will truly be missed, but his legacy endures. LaBarre, who was born in St. Paul, Minnesota, lost his sight at age 10, but lived by the motto that he could do anything, according to an online obituary. He graduated in 1990 from St. John's University in Collegeville, Minnesota, and from the University of Minnesota Law School in 1993. He clerked in the U.S. office of Representative Jerry Sikorsky, Democrat from Minnesota, in Washington, D.C. He later moved to Colorado, where he met his wife, Anahit, and according to the LaBarre Law Office's website, acted as general counsel for the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado for 5 years. He launched his own law firm in 1998 in Denver, where he practiced in employment law, disability rights, and international copyright policy. Scott was a tireless champion for lawyers with disabilities, according to a statement from the ABA Commission on Disability Rights, which LaBarre chaired from 2004 to 2007. He was a mentor to many young disabled lawyers and spoke frequently about the unique talents and skills disabled lawyers bring to the profession. In many ways, the Commission would not be where it is today without his energy, enthusiasm, support, and skill. His work with the Commission on Disability Rights included proposing policies that called on the United States to ratify the Marrakesh Treaty to facilitate access to published works for persons who are blind, visually impaired, or otherwise print disabled, and urged Congress to grant a private right of action to air travelers with disabilities whose rights to equal access were violated. Those were adopted by the House of Delegates. Among his other ABA leadership roles, LaBarre served as the current chair of the Solo Small Firm and General Practice Division, and was a past member of the Board of Governors. He remained active in the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, becoming the organization's president. He also served as the National Federation of the Blind's National General Counsel and chairman of the Colorado Center for the Blind, according to a joint statement from the National Federation of the Blind, National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, and the Colorado Center for the Blind. We are overwhelmingly grateful for the decades of work that Scott did for the blind of his generation and beyond, from arguing in the courts on behalf of blind people who experienced discrimination, to his service as president of the Colorado affiliate, to the close personal mentorship he freely gave to hundreds of individuals, the three groups said in their statement. LaBarre additionally served as president of the National Association of Blind Lawyers. He is survived by his wife and their two children, Alexander and Carter, with a K. He is also survived by his brother Craig, his sister-in-law Deborah, and his parents Donna and Charles. Memorial contributions can be directed to the Colorado Center for the Blind or the National Federation of the Blind, according to his obituary. A celebration of life was held in his honor, or will be held in his honor on January 21st. There will be an option to join remotely. From nei.nih.gov, Glaucoma Awareness Month. Glaucoma is a leading cause of vision loss and blindness in the United States. Glaucoma has no early symptoms. That's why half of people with glaucoma don't know they have it. The only way to check for glaucoma is to get a comprehensive dilated eye exam. There's no cure for glaucoma, but early treatment can often stop it from damaging people's vision. Anyone can get glaucoma, but some people are at higher risk, including people who are over age 60, are Black or African American and over age 40, are Hispanic or Latino, or have a family history of glaucoma. Join our National Eye Health Education Program, NEHEP, in encouraging people at higher risk for glaucoma to make a New Year's resolution to take care of their eye health by getting a dilated eye exam. Share these resources. Use our resources to spread the word about how to find glaucoma early and how people with glaucoma can protect their vision. There's a hot link to find infographics and info cards to share online. Another hot link to explore our collection of videos and webinars, and a hot link to get articles and fact sheets to print and share. Get an inside look at glaucoma. Our virtual reality VR app, See What I See, shows what it's like to live with vision loss from common eye diseases, including glaucoma. Help people talk with their doctor about glaucoma. Visiting the doctor can be stressful, especially when dealing with a new diagnosis. This guide makes it easy for people recently diagnosed with glaucoma to talk to their doctor. It includes information about glaucoma, questions for the doctor, and a symptom tracker. Connect with NEI's NEHEP partners. NEHEP offers disease and guidance audience-specific programs for health educators in six program areas, including glaucoma. NEHEP also works closely with health professionals and health educators to create campaigns, resources, and tools they can use to raise awareness in their communities. Spread the word on social media. Use the Twitter and Facebook posts below to tell your followers about Glaucoma Awareness Month and encourage them to learn about glaucoma and take steps to protect their eye health in 2023. Facebook. If you've been diagnosed with hashtag glaucoma, it's normal to have questions about what this means. At National Eye Institute's guide can help you start the conversation with your eye doctor. https://www.nei.nih.gov/learn-about-eye-health/resources-for-health-educators/outreach-materials/talk-your-doctor-about-glaucoma. Hashtag Glaucoma Awareness Month. It can be hard to describe what vision loss looks like for people with hashtag glaucoma. This hashtag glaucoma awareness month, use at National Eye Institute's virtual reality app to see what it's like to live with this common eye disease. And there's a website link for that. January is hashtag glaucoma awareness month. Get the facts about hashtag glaucoma and schedule a comprehensive dilated eye exam to protect your sight. Learn more from the National Eye Institute at that hot link. Join at National Eye Institute in celebrating hashtag glaucoma awareness month. Find resources to help raise awareness about hashtag glaucoma at this website. And there are more links and more websites in the article. Boundless Assistive Technology at boundlessat.com has a product called Zoom Text Fusion. Product description. Due to manufacturer restrictions, Boundless AT can only sell Zoom Text to customers in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. Customers in other states are able to receive this product from Boundless as part of a turnkey computer system or purchase from their local Zoom Text dealers. Zoom Text Fusion is the ultimate accessibility tool for individuals with any level of vision impairment. Zoom Text Fusion provides the best of both worlds. Zoom Text, with its screen magnification and visual enhancements for screen viewing ease, coupled with the power and speed of JAWS for screen reading functionality. By blending Zoom Text and JAWS together, Fusion has flexible, high-quality speech using Eloquence and Vocalizer Expressive, powerful keyboard access including navigation on the web, and a wide range of customization options. With a Fusion license, you can choose to run either just Zoom Text or JAWS by themselves or combined as Fusion, three products in one. Fusion is available in two versions, professional and home. A professional license is used by schools, businesses, and other organizations. The home version, for non-commercial use, is licensed to individuals for their use on their personal computers. Features you'll love. Combining the revolutionary new features of Zoom Text Magnifier with a powerful set of reading tools, Zoom Text Magnifier / Reader gives users the total computer access solution. See and hear what you're doing in all of your applications, and give your eyes a rest while Zoom Text reads your documents, web pages, and email right through your computer's speakers. Flexible magnification. Full range of magnification levels up to 60x. Levels include, and there's a long list, XFont magnification. XFont technology displays high-definition text that's easy to read at all magnification levels. Smooth, bold, and condensed settings allow you to fine-tune the thickness and spacing of text for added legibility. With other screen magnifiers, the clarity of text is degraded in the magnified view. As a result, many fonts or text characters are difficult to read. There are more features in the list, but I've run out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading.